88.9 The Cube. Now it's time for Centennial Theater Updates with Sonia and Sylvia. Hi, Sonia.
Hello, Sylvia.
So what's happening this week, Sonia?
We have three events this week, and it's a week of first because it's the beginning of the season. So we have the first show in our Off series, and that's by a Montreal band named Sagapool on Wednesday, October 2nd. Next is a dance performance by Montreal company Montréal Danse with the work of choreographer Benoît Lachambre. And finally, on Saturday, October 5th, we'll have Rémi Bolduc on saxophone and his show called Random Masters.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. You said that on Wednesday, October 2nd, the band Sagapool will be playing.
Well, they've just come off a win from the Canadian Folk Music Award, and they won in the instrumental category, a prize they also got from La Disque last year, and they are a six-member band.
So how did they get together?
Well, they were actually jamming at university while studying music to the soundtrack of The Godfather. And then they found that, you know, they were really gelling together, and their music sort of took over, and it gave a very cinematic feel, I guess, their source of inspiration being The Godfather at the time. So through these jamming sessions, they were actually wanted to start a klezmer band. But that sort of didn't work out. All kinds of other things sort of came about. And with the clarinets and the drums and the trumpets, they've gelled it all together, created something that was that gave a bit of a cinematic feel to it, and decided to call themselves Sagapool.
Well, where does that name come from?
Well, saga, heart-wrenching stories, family story, so an amalgamation of all these things, so a saga, a pool of saga, so they put that all together, and hence the name Sagapool came about. I mean, it's not surprising to see in this band, you know, the drummer will leave his drum kit and go jam on the bassist, you know, to do a four-handed jam session.
Really?
But there is this lovely sort of cinematic feel to it. And because of this cinematic feel, we've decided to invite Madame Denise Provencher, who is the president of La Course Estrie, to talk about their upcoming soirée première here in Sherbrooke. It's a festival of short films happening in Sherbrooke, and she'll be able to talk to us about that as a pre-show chat before the event on October 2nd.
Great. Okay, so what's next after that?
Following that is the first of our dance series. Every year we have a common dance series with Le Centre Culturel de l'Université de Sherbrooke, and our first show this season is Prism by Montréal Danse, and it's choreographed by Benoît Lachambre.
And what does Prism stand for?
Well, Prism is a bit of an amalgamation of the study of the body. Let me give you a little bit of a sample of what they've written in their press kit. Perception games that study the presence of the body and the radiance of light, exploring the ways bodies interact and communicate. How does a present reveal itself? How does a body radiate? And so it's an exploration of how the body is in a space. Mm-hmm. And what we've tried to do as well is maybe invite the fine arts students at Bishop's University to come see the body outside of an art room context. Mm-hmm. So we'll give them a space to come and watch the dancers rehearse and perform in a different sort of frame, right? The stage frame instead of a picture frame or a painting frame.
And who's the choreographer?
His name is Benoît Lachambre. He's known worldwide. It's the first time he comes to perform in Quebec outside of Montreal. He is a graduate from the Ballet Jazz de Montréal in 1996, and he founded the company Parbleu in Montreal and created 15 or more choreographies and has performed everywhere in Europe.
Uh-huh. And so that brings us to the last show.
Our last show this week is a treat. Saxophonist Rémi Bolduc and his band for the show Random Masters.
And what are Random Masters?
Well, the Random Masters is a group of musicians, jazz musicians, that created the M-Bass movement. So the music is directly influenced by the music of Steve Coleman and also the music of Wayne Shorter and Billy Strayhorn. So what happens is the music is they choose random elements in the music, and the metrics of the music is generated by a computer program that creates a series of numbers using atmospheric sounds. Now you think science is music. Science and music is a little tricky. But anyway, no, it's really, really wonderful. And Rémi Bolduc, one of Canada's best saxophonists, will be accompanied by tenor sax player Chet Doxis, trombone with Jean-Nicolas Trottier, on electric bass Rémi-Jean Leblanc, and Raphaël Zaldivar, who's already been a guest at Centennial Theatre, will come and play piano for the occasion.
Okay, so we're looking at Wednesday, October 2nd, we have Sagapool.
That's correct.
And then Friday?
Friday, October 4th, we'll have Prism by Montréal Danse. The show is at 8 p.m., but we always invite the audience to come at 7:15, where we always have a pre-show chat. This week, we'll be inviting choreographer Benoît Lachambre to talk about his show and his creation, and we have a host named Steve Bergeron, who works with La Tribune. And finally, on October 5th, Saturday, at 8 p.m., Rémi Bolduc and his band playing Random Masters.
Okay, and also Tuesday, October 1st, that's coming up shortly. There is something else that's happening too?
Yes, we have a special guest. Her name is Catherine Archambault. She's a local choreographer and circus artist. She's currently in residence at Centennial Theatre, where she's putting the final touches on a show she's been rehearsing in studio. So she comes into the theatre, works with lights, works with sound, works with the space with our technical team, and puts together a show called One Quarter. So there are four women at different stages of life. We have a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 50-year-old, and a 70-year-old. And they're telling their stories through dance and speech.
Well, it sounds like there's some great entertainment coming up. Thank you very much, Sonia Patineau, Development Officer for Centennial Theatre. We'll see you next week for more updates.
Thank you very much.